This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's big medical news today, courtesy of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which said its investment in a drug to treat its namesake lung disease has paid off, and big time. The foundation is going to get $3.3 billion with a B dollars for selling its royalty rights to the treatment that it developed with Vertex Pharmaceuticals. It's a newish field, this is. You might call it venture philanthropy. The cost to patients of the drug that has been developed, by the way, said to be about $300,000 a year. Nova Sappho has the rest of that story.
When Vertex came out with its new drug, the price shocked David Orenstein. He treats cystic fibrosis at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. So Orenstein and a few colleagues wrote a letter to the CEO of Vertex.
Essentially saying, hey, we love what you're doing for our patients, but this price just doesn't seem sustainable. It doesn't seem right.
The letter got them a meeting with the CEO.
After the meeting, the price went up by $12,000.
The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation says it's had no influence over the price of the drug, and the research it funded was essential to getting the drug developed.
On the big picture, it's very similar to what almost all disease foundations do.
That's George Annis, a health law and bioethics professor at Boston University.
Most of them fund research by academics, but it's not a big leap to fund research by a biotech company on the theory that they're more likely to actually translate their research into a product.
But so far, foundations have not seen returns anywhere near the scale of billions. Dr. Peter Bach of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center says he won't be surprised if he sees big paydays again in the future.
This will be an outlier until it happens again, and drugs that get approved, even for rare conditions, can command essentially infinitely high prices.
And if foundations benefit from those prices, he says, they could face a conflict of interest. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.